This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Where the Guardians yesterday lost 7-2 to the Dodgers. Just give me your overall thoughts on that game, because it was like, you know, I'm watching it and they're down and, you know, it's 2-1. Now it's 4-1. Now it's 6-1 and you're in the six. And even though they could get runners in scoring position, like, I just don't have the confidence that they can come back late in the game against a really, really good team like the Dodgers. I mean, I felt like at one point watching the game yesterday, this is what it was like to watch your team play against the Indians in the 90s, right? Like that's what it felt like.
That's an interesting comparison.
Because I'm like everywhere, oh man, Dodgers have him. They have him. And oh, Otani's leading off the game with a home run. And I mean, just look at that lineup. It's impressive.
And look at the Guardians lineup.
Yeah.
And it leaves you, I think, feeling that comebacks are. And this is just a gut feeling. I don't have stats to back this up one way or the other. I haven't looked at them. It's just the feeling that, well, the team is offensively challenged enough that if things aren't going well, you're not catching up. And that might not be fair to say, but if you just take a look at the way this team is produced offensively, and if you know, like Gavin Williams came out and had a tough beginning, right, and walked six guys. That just immediately makes me think, okay, you're going to have a tough time winning this game. And if you have to come back late in the game, and this offense just isn't built for that. You don't have that kind of hitting. And you know, we've talked about this. How many guys in the lineup scare you? How many guys do you think, man, we got to be careful with this guy?
In our lineup?
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah.
That's it.
Juan and Ramirez.
That's it. I mean, they look like varsity players playing against a varsity team yesterday. If you kind of break it down,
JV players?
No, Kwan and Ramirez look like they're varsity players. Oh, yeah. The rest of our guys kind of, I don't want to say they look lost, but they're just not as good as the Dodgers. I expect them when they go to the plate to not be able to come through. Although Manzardo did the one time, and I was like, all right, way to go. You know, I might grow a mustache.
How'd that go?
All right, way to go. I was pumped. We're just not there. That's the whole thing. We're not there, and physically, we're not even close. And you know, but it also, to me, yesterday reminded me of how good Ramirez is. That he can play. That he can, you know, double at the end of his bat, and then you know, leave the box and know it's a double, and just to watch him play. I don't know. Sometimes Maybe I take it for granted too, but man, he can play, and he can play with anybody. So it was, you know, I go back and I look at yesterday. We'll see. It's only one game in the series, but it is a test. It's a test to see how good you are against some of the best teams. And then you go back and you even it out and you go, oh, it's May. It's May. It's still early. It doesn't matter. But, whew, man, Dodgers are good.
The Guardians had seven guys yesterday batting 246 or less. Dodgers had three. And one of them was coming in as a pinch hitter. And it just, okay. And take a look at robust numbers, you know, good batting numbers. Dodgers have a lineup full. And that's doesn't mean the Guardians can't win. You got to win a different way. But, the Dodgers spend so much money, it's ridiculous. And they're able to because of the system in baseball right now. And they don't mind spending it. They got the best TV deal going. And they make a lot of money. And they spend a lot of money. And it pays off for them.
Here's where I give the Guards credit. Look, they dropped five in a row between the Brewers, the Reds, and the Twins, right? And yeah. So now you're sitting here. You end up with a game that's postponed out of that series against the Twins. And then you're able to get the last game and then win four very tough games against the Tigers in Detroit. Like I said, you're sitting there after you lose that game to the Twins, the last one. You're on the verge of being 10 back. 10 back is never good. 10 back, I don't care. I don't care if it's April or wherever. Mm-hmm. When you're 10 back, man, you're fighting all, and especially this early in the year.
It's a really tough climb.
You don't want to be there. So for them to crawl back up to four by taking the first three against the Tigers, I mean, that was impressive.
It sure was.
Hey,
they could step out and beat the Dodgers tonight.
You never know. But
and here's the other thought. The Dodgers clearly look like a superior team. Do they not?
They do.
The Guardians' record is 3.5 games behind the Dodgers. That's it. Hmm. It's one of the strange things about what the Guardians have done and are able to do. I mean, you look at the team and you just think, you don't like the offense. You know, Ben Lively's now out for the season, so your rotation took a big hit.
Yeah.
And yet, I think the Dodgers, best team money can buy in Major League Baseball right now, and the Guardians are 3.5 games behind them if they were in the same division.
There are nights, though, that you think they're going to score. Look,
Oh, sure there are.
The last two games, they've got two runs in the last two games, the last two losses. But before that, they had, 18 runs in the last three games before that and five before that, so over 20 in that four-game winning streak? What team is showing up? Then you go back to that Red series where they couldn't do anything to score a run, especially in the last two games. They had two runs in the last two games, 18 innings of two-run baseball. You're not going to win like that. You're just not. And the pitching's been okay. Slade Ciccone's been fun to watch. Did you catch the next one?
I watched Slade.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply. Hmm?
And I like the way he threw it. I really did. He had a great motion. He was pounding the strike zone. He's not afraid to go after hitters. I enjoyed watching him pitch, and I thought, all right, let's see what happens here. And Andy, he's going to get every chance with Ben Lively.
Yeah, for sure.
Ben's out a long time. Okay, Tommy John surgery. If he's able to come back, you know, think about Shane Bieber. We're hoping that Shane Bieber is back here by the end of June, early July. Well, and he got hurt, very early last year. And so now we're 2 months into the season, basically. So Ben Lively, if he's back here next year, is August, you know, something like that. So Slade's going to get a great opportunity. Go win a spot, lock it up, go pitch, do the job. And he's looked good so far. Good for him. I give him a lot of credit.
I thought Ortiz looked good the other day, too, against Detroit when that game that won
75. Well, Ortiz looks like he can. I mean, you can see why the Guardians wanted to bring him in.
I get it.
And
yeah,
he's had some bad moments. He's had some really good moments.
I know, coming out of spring training, I was like, what did they bring him in for? I just don't get this.
Well, remember, his best game last year was against the Guardians. They saw up close and personal exactly what he can do. And I don't mind that. I think the organization has a great track record of cherry-picking guys out of other organizations who can come in and help you. Corey Kluber back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And so Ortiz, Ciccone, and so you've got two guys that they brought in this year from other organizations that look like, you know, absolute select, we want this guy, let's go bring him in. So you get Ortiz and you get Slade. And now, Andy, they're both in the rotation. Until further notice, they're in the rotation. But I'm curious as to how the rotation's going to shake out.
Jeff is in Massillon. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So, the Guardians. So I was thinking about this morning. You know, I like a good salad, but there's always something in the salad that I really don't like. For example, I don't really like red onions or chickpeas.
How about egg? Why does anyone think egg is good in a salad? I'm not a fan of it.
I'm not really. I don't like that either.
No.
But it's easy to pick out. So sure. Unlike other meals, you can't get some things out of there that you don't like as easy as you can a salad. You just pick it out and go. The first guy that's got to get picked out is Nolan Jones. He's giving you absolutely nothing at the plate. And I feel like the Guardians right now, it's almost like they're embarrassed to get rid of this guy or send him down because they made a trade for him. And it can't be that way. They have to put some people in there that are going to be able to give you something at the plate. And this guy just isn't. And that's one thing that I would start with right there. And I mean, they did it with Rocchio. Why not this guy?
He doesn't have any options left. You'd have to designate him for assignment, Jeff. And if I had to guess... My guess is that they're thinking we could really use a guy who could give us this type, what we think he can give us, and we need to be patient and see if we can get it out of him. That's my thinking.
Well, I think you're right there too. They just want to take their time, but at some point you gotta move on, especially when you got AAA guys knocking at the door.
Agreed.
And you know, and I don't understand what's going on with Gavin Williams. I mean, this guy comes out, he's got 98 mile an hour stuff. And he continues to try to throw this curveball, or the sweeper, as they now call it, instead of challenging guys with your 98-mile-an-hour fastball. I mean, how many walks did he have yesterday by throwing that thing instead of just challenging guys? And so right now they just seem to be a little bit out of sorts, and I don't know if it's just the Dodgers you know, the mantra that they bring. But for example, yesterday somebody got walked, and I think the bases might have been loaded. And Daniel Schneeman comes up and swings at the first pitch. That guy usually doesn't do that, and he bangs into a double play, and you're done. So, but anyway, glad you guys talk Guardians. I love it. So have a good day, and let's see if we can get something on the field and take care of some business.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, and then you put yourself in a hole right out of the gate yesterday, right? I mean, boom, Shohei Ohtani. Come on, man. You got to know what the pitch is, right? If you're going to hit the first pitch out of the ballpark, you got to have a feeling that it's fastball and it's going to be big and fat and juicy.
You're just the approach you have to take to the plate, I think. What are you looking for first pitch? And you're completely locked in on it, and if you don't get it, you don't swing. Well, they're apparently completely locked in. Gavin's had some issues early on. Can I give you something?
Yeah, just let me read this one line to you. Right. Ohtani turned a 96.5-mile-an-hour fastball from starter Gavin Williams, sending it to right field stands at 115 miles per hour. That thing flew out of there. That was MLB.com. Oh, man. It's just the perspective of the way that ball just went. See ya. Goodbye. Next.
There are 16 position players who have played so far for the Guardians this year who have had at-bats. At various, you know, numbers, as few as five at bats for Jonathan Rodriguez and 11 for Will Brennan. But of the 16 guys who have had at bats, Andy, 9 of them have batting averages under 200. 9 of the 16.
That's not good.
And if you want to make it more disgusting, only 3 of the 16 guys are hitting higher than 246.
Mary Kay Cabot at 11. Talk a little bit more Guardians here, too. And we want to get into the NBA playoffs. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333. Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.